From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you. This is the live Sunday broadcast, the 10th day of January 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. I'll give you that phone number in just a moment. I want first-time callers, at least in the first hour. I obviously want to get into the fact that they're now announcing that the naked body scanners are to be deployed to the streets of the United States as well as England. The Australian airline companies are saying they are against it and that boycotts are forming. The head of American Airlines has also said that he is against it. And so there's certainly a big backlash. We're having success against these people if we continue to expose them. So I want to go over the latest developments on the naked body scanners coming up in the second hour today, tonight, depending on the time zone you are joining us in, whether you're listening to us on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet at Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com via the streams, or whether you are listening to us later via a podcast or global shortwave. So that's coming up in the second hour tonight. Big developments, also some economic developments with what's really happening with our economy here in the United States. The post-industrial United States as the final vestiges of our industrial capacity wane into history by design. But the first big issue I want to cover when we get back from break is Timothy Geithner, the head of the Treasury Department, former Goldman Sachs employee, former head of the New York Federal Reserve branch. He's in trouble. And even mainstream media is talking about criminal indictments. He's being called before Congress. This is a big deal, and we're going to be covering it after the break that's coming up. And people always ask me, who is the New World Order? What is the New World Order? The private central banks are the core of the global government, of the private global government, the unelected, tyrannical global government. And if we identify them as the real source of the economic problems that we have in this country, we can really turn this planet around. So that is coming up after the break today. Then, obviously, the Democrats have been in secret conference committee all week, completing the version of the Senate and House bill that could conceivably be on Obama's desk sometime next week or the week after that. And Democrats are leaving at the state level, at the federal level, leaving their party. Some Democrats are down more than 30 percentage points in the polls, leadership of the Senate involved in this. But they're still saying they're for the bill. Why? Because they're bought and paid for. They're not here to do what's constitutional. They're not here to do what's right. They're not here to do what their constituents want. They're not here to do what's legal and lawful. A whole bunch of state attorney generals are clearly saying that this health bill isn't just unconstitutional, it's illegal. It's just incredible fraud. And depending on what member of the Senate you have for your state, it was written differently for different states at the federal level. So you can't have taxation without representation. You can't have unequal weights and measures. These are just all basic tenets of common law and of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. So that's coming up as well. The dollar continued its plunge last week. Precious metals, New York gold rises as job data and pressure on the dollar. As we predicted, gold would go down a little bit in late December, but start going back up in January and February. And that is continuing with the trend and what the different analysts said that I really respect here on this radio broadcast. Here's the toll-free number to join us on this Sunday, the 10th day of January 2010, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. This Geithner AIG scam could end up being as big as ClimateGate in our fight against the New World Order if we use this against them. If we take the opportunity we've got and press it, we've got a chance to mortally wound the private banking syndicate if we take action. We're getting the initiative right now. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. We are live Sunday, January 10th, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up later in the hour, I'm going to break down the latest fraud by the Democratic Party and their Republican cohorts in conference committee, secretly not letting the public know what they're doing with the House and Senate versions of the health care power grab bill. And it clearly violates the open government rules and multiple federal laws. We're going to be breaking that down and covering it coming up later in the hour. In the second hour, I want to get into the big new developments with the naked body scanners. There's a huge public backlash going on with that right now. All over the United States and Europe, as well as Australia, the major airline chiefs are saying, look, the public doesn't want this. It wouldn't have protected us from the dreaded Christmas Day underwear bomber. The government admits that. People are already boycotting. It records your naked body. The public is now seeing the actual images of what these machines record, not just what television's showing, blurring out the genitals. Fox News or CNN can't show you what the actual images have because it's pornographic. We have them with advisories warning people up at InfoWars.com. Clear genitals, clear breast, clear. And you can reverse the negative and see it in color if you like, but it's just as bad in black and white or in the negative image. And as we predicted, the federal government in Europe, the EU, England, and the U.S. are all calling for mobile naked body scanners now, driving around scanning you randomly on the street. There's also now a mainstream news article out of the New York Times, of all places, admitting that this does radiate you with X-ray type radiation and has links to major scientists openly saying that this could cause cancer. I mean, I'd seen that in scientific journals, but to see it in the New York Times, but the feds don't care. A bunch of people in the current Homeland Security Administration and the previous one, the former head, Chertoff, is making a bunch of money as a consultant to the companies the government's buying these from. Talk about conflict of interest, but that's par for the course with the corruption we see in this government. And in England, they're trying to pass a law right now in the House of Commons because the London Guardian reports that the naked body scanners going in the airports worldwide violate child porn laws. So get ready to march your family through. In fact, I've seen video on the news and photos of families putting their children in these in the United States. I mean, this is worse than 1984. And now they're talking about brain scanners in the airports. That's in the Associated Press. Here it is. Mind-reading systems could change air security. Total quackery. Oh, the machine says this area of your brain is lit up, so you must be a terrorist. I mean, it took decades to disprove lie detectors, show that those were a quackery fraud. Now they're coming out with newfangled machines. And if you're a big defense contractor, it's not enough that the Defense Department gets more money than all 50 states combined. No, it doesn't matter if they're getting roughly $2 trillion a year on budget and off budget. Now they want to run the red light cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the school lunch program, thumb printers, the DMVs, systems with the real ID, national ID. The Pentagon is just taking over America. And, of course, who owns the big defense contractors? The big private Federal Reserve, a holding company for 8-member private banks, chief among them J.P. Morgan Chase and the investment banking firm Goldman Sachs. And now that brings me to our top news, most important story of the day. What I'm going to do is play two short clips from Fox News, from Shepard Smith, and then Ed Schultz on MSNBC, so that you don't just think this is Alex Jones saying this. I mean, you hear me say this every week for 14 years on air. You want to know who the New World Order is? You want to know who runs it all? Those 8-member banks, the 8 private owners of the private Federal Reserve. That's just their holding company. You want to know who owns and controls the defense contractors? You want to know who is turning our country into a living hell? You want to know who bankrupted our economy by design? That's even in McClatchy newspapers. Got internal, last year, internal Goldman Sachs documents where they were engineering the housing bust to destroy their competition, create a bailout, and get record bonuses. You want to know who funds the land grabbing? You know who the number one funders, when you go read the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, the UN, the Global Carbon Tax, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, number one. Those two are either number one or number two, respectively, in every major index. Why? Because under the Copenhagen Plan, you will pay your taxes directly to the IMF and World Bank. And who do you think controls the private IMF and World Bank? Those are the international arms of the Federal Reserve Consortium. Now, we've gone from reading UN documents over a decade ago and warning you about this to now it's openly in the news. Now you go to the Drudge Report any given day, and it's got headlines. World government announced by head of EU. World government announced by Gordon Brown. World government announced by Barack Obama. World government announced by G20. World tax to be paid to private banks. You go to CNN, they say that. You go to the Wall Street Journal, they say that. But the Wall Street Journal and CNN say it's a good thing. The Drudge Report says it's a bad thing. I've got to really commend Matt Drudge, and I've been commending him lately before he started linking to our stories in the last month. Because you go to Drudge Report now, it looks like Infowars.com. And then I was notified Thursday that he has put a permanent link on Drudge right by the Christian Science Monitor and the Wall Street Journal and his permanent news links. I'm not in the blog links. InfoWars has now been added as a permanent link to the Drudge Report. What does that say about how far this, quote, extremist or radical show has come? Well, we haven't gone anywhere. We're the same as we were 14 years ago. We have been proven right. We have been proven accurate. I mean, I had Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger who exposed the fact that the government knew about the 9/11 planned attacks and let it happen on purpose, bare minimum. He contacted me to come on the show. And again, this isn't about, oh, look at my radio show, look at my news websites, look at my films, they're getting so big. No, that is a gauge or a sonar ping, and this is happening every day, where people who are in government or in media, who aren't globalist, who aren't New World Order, are now choosing sides. They're deciding to align themselves with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're deciding to openly come out and say, you know what? You were right about this all along. Look at the LA Times and Houston Chronicle and New York Times saying Ron Paul was right. Seeing all the media say Ron Paul was right. See, what did Mark Twain say? In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. What has Ron Paul always said? We just tell the truth, we get the ridicule, but in the end, we get proven right, and maybe we can save this country and the planet from the private global corporate government. So that's what's happening right now, is that the real nature of the planet is now being revealed. The way the world really works is now coming out. It doesn't matter if you put Democrats in. It doesn't matter if you put Republicans in, because they're bought and paid for by offshore banks that control the issuance of currency and credit in every industrialized nation. They make money up out of nothing, which nobody else can do. Then they go out and buy up the planet on the way up. Then when they implode the Ponzi schemes by design, they threaten the government into giving them unlimited money and power to get even more control over the economy, or they threaten to fully create a depression and, quote, martial law. What did Henry Paulson threaten Senator Inhofe and others? We've played the clips here. They threatened it with martial law in October. And then Bush leaves office. The banks are given unlimited power. And Obama continues everything Bush was doing, and all the private individuals that were paying for Bush's campaigns, they rotate out of the private corporate sector into Obama's White House, and it gets even worse. And the final illusion is evaporating. So we're going to break down the fact that old Geithner and others may be going to jail, maybe going to jail for their insider operations. Stay with us. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live back Sundays with an abbreviated transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining us. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. What do you think should be done to little Timmy Geithner? The mainstream media is saying he's not long for this world politically, that he'll be removed from the head of the Treasury. But should we just blame Tim Geithner when he's only a bag man for the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve? And here's the issue. The banks have stolen $28 trillion. Bloomberg reported last year it was 23.7. Now it's over $4 trillion added that they have stolen and then handed out to private central banks globally. While at the same time, the Federal Reserve has given the order to not lend to the general public. Why are they doing that? Because they want to destroy the economy, to force you deeper into debt, to bankrupt the states, so that they, the big central banks, can loan to institutional investors and the government. That's right. The private central banks loan back the money that the federal government gives them. And the banks also leverage it 10 to 1 conservatively through fractional reserve banking. But before I get into all of this, I want to be clear with everybody. Just like a few months ago, I went completely wild on air, even popped champagne, never done that before, to signify to everyone so people would pay attention that the ClimateGate emails proving that the UN knows that man-made global warming isn't real, that climate change is natural, that it gets hotter, then it gets colder, and that they want to tax carbon dioxide in all human activity for a global government. And we got their own internal emails. Now more documents have come out. Ben Santer, the head scientist for the IPCC, admitting that they excised their own report where their own scientists said man wasn't contributing to global warming or climate change. And I told you that was big, that that may kill Copenhagen, the open announcement for a treaty to be signed between all the nations of the earth to set up a private global government made up of the private banks. This situation with Geithner is just as big. 99% of Americans in Gallup poll were against the banker bailout of October 3rd, 2008. A year and several months, what, a year and 3 months later, we are looking at $28 trillion plus stolen domestically. We're looking at governments worldwide refusing to pay this private debt to the banks that was made through fraud. And now that the public learns more of the scam, and now as open discussions are held on national television by the controlled right and controlled left, the system is on the run. People aren't just talking about Barack Obama or John McCain or Sarah Palin or other distractions. These people are front puppets. They're talking about the real power structure. People say, who is the New World Order? It is the private central banks that make money out of nothing, backed up with our tax money. And here's the big issue. They now want that $28 trillion paid back that the government gave to the banks, okay? And so now they're announcing new sales taxes they want nationally and excise taxes and value-added taxes and how we've got to have these new taxes. And they've got controlled opposition like Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly every time I see their show saying, oh, we've got to pay this debt off. We've got to have a big tax. Iceland's saying no. Poland's saying no. Greece is saying no. The people are saying it's a scam. We as the American people need to arrest these Madoff types and not pay them this money. We're bankrupt. Obama has spent more money in less than a year than all presidents previously before him. You thought George Bush was bad, tripling the size of government in 8 years. Obama quadrupled it in less than a year. That's official Congressional Budget Office numbers. These are criminals. This is criminal. I mean, in my film, Fall the Republic, in the documentary of the Obama deception, the two I released last year, I tell you how it's a scam. I tell you how AIG was used as a holding company for the $200+ billion they got that they then paid out to Goldman Sachs and others for bonus money. It was the holding company. That's why Geithner and that's why Paulson and that's why Bernanke paid it to AIG because they were all former heads or deputy heads of Goldman Sachs. And I have the clips in Congress of Paulson. This is bipartisan criminality. You're not going to fix it just arresting or indicting or firing Geithner. Paulson got asked in the House and Senate banking committees, where is the trillions? And he said, I won't tell you. And they said, okay, you yourself got $200 million plus dollars in bonuses from Goldman Sachs that you formerly headed. And who gave you the authorization to give yourself money? And he said, the Treasury Department gave me a waiver. And they said, who is the head of the Treasury Department? Well, I am. You can't have Goldman Sachs executives in the government giving themselves hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. It's criminal. And they did it all by design to destroy Bear Stearns and others, their competition, Lehman Brothers. And that all came out in their internal emails in the five-part series on McClatchy newspapers 2 months ago. And I got the writer on the show. We have these people red-handed. The fact that he ordered them, the fact that Geithner ordered AIG and others not to tell the public who they were paying the money to, him, directly to him, directly to him. This is all, folks, every regulatory position of any power is run by Goldman Sachs. They are the piloting group of the banks. They were chosen in the last 20 years, before it was J.P. Morgan Chase and a few others, but they almost have no power in this. I mean, they're involved in all of it, but the main culprits, because when you're doing a criminal operation, you got to have a small group to keep it contained. It's all Goldman Sachs people. Okay, let's go to what Fox News is saying about the criminality. Then I'll play what Ed Schultz had to say briefly. The full clips are up on Infowars.com, but I'm going to play just a little bit here. Here is Friday evening. This is Judge Napolitano, the best guy on Fox, comes on this show routinely. He's a real patriot, folks. And here he is telling you the truth. Here it is.
Now to the Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, potentially facing criminal charges. According to Fox News, senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano, there's a long way to go between here and there, so stay with us. It all deals with how he, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, handled AIG, and he was in charge of that, the American Insurance Group, during the depths of the financial crisis. It's about how what he did with them. Geithner headed the bank then. Bloomberg News reports that the New York Fed told AIG to withhold details from the public about its payments to banks. It reports AIG wrote in a draft that it paid banks, including Goldman Sachs, every penny on the dollar for toxic credit default swaps. Those are insurance-like contracts for financial institutions that aren't regulated and don't have to be backed by cash. The New York Fed crossed that line out of the report, according to reports citing emails between the two companies. With us now to help explain this and what the legal ramifications are, Judge Andrew Napolitano. I got to tell you, I just read all that. I didn't read it very well, and I don't understand it.
I think you read it quite well.
I didn't read it well. Would you help us understand?
Sure. Tim Geithner was the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank in the fall of 2008, when the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the White House and the Congress decided to bail out AIG.
Right.
In the process of that bailing out of AIG, many, many documents were exchanged. If you went to the bank to borrow money, you'd have to fill out documents.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and play about a minute more of that. Then I'm going to play what Ed Schultz had to say. And the White House, like Nixon, may have been caught red-handed. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm going to continue breaking down the shadow government, not so in the shadows anymore, the private central banks and all the different public crimes they're committing arrogantly. I first want to invite listeners to visit Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore. We also have Patriot Apparel, Don't Tread on Me shirts, 9/11 Inside Job shirts, ball caps. You want to meet like-minded people on the streets, get some of the apparel at Infowars.com. And we're still running a special where you can get Fall of the Republic, my latest documentary, and get a free T-shirt of your choice. Quite a few different varieties and choices we have at Infowars.com. And until next Friday, I'm offering 5.5 months free when you sign up for a year. You pay for 6.5 months. You get 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv with all my films in super high quality. We simulcast the radio show in living color for Prison Planet. Carolina.tv members, my book, Paul Watson's book, better audio archives, higher quality podcast, all at PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a trial membership, $5.95 a month at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. So going over this information, this is all old news for our listeners. I mean, obviously it was illegal. You can read the federal banking rules to have all these Goldman Sachs employees working at the Federal Reserve, working at the Department of Treasury, a revolving door between the private banks and the government, paying themselves money. And then we get the internal Goldman Sachs documents from 3 years ago. They knew the housing bubble was going to implode. They were going to pop it when they wanted to destroy their competition and have a huge bailout to themselves of derivatives. All these different types of extremely exotic, fraudulent, basically counterfeited instruments, financial instruments that they used in the trillions to buy up their competition. And then on the way down, they got bailed out 100 cents on the dollar by the American people, and the Federal Reserve, separately from the bailouts, has gone to the open window and gotten over $10 trillion for themselves for select interest, while freezing out Main Street and cutting back on the amount of loaning to the general public so they could consolidate, just like banks do in rural areas, you know, trying to destroy the economy so they can buy up all the farms and repossess the farms and ranches. This is when banks really make their money and get their power. Here is Napolitano finishing up with what he had to say about the criminal scam. Here it is.
Pulling out of AIG, many, many documents were exchanged. If you went to the bank to borrow money, you'd have to fill out documents. One of the documents AIG filled out said, we owe X dollars to Goldman Sachs and we plan on paying them 100 cents on the dollar. According to Bloomberg, emails that came out yesterday say that lawyers for the Federal Reserve Bank said, we were told to strike this from the form so that AIG would not reveal to the Treasury Department or to the public that this money was going to be paid to Goldman Sachs, because that's a politically toxic issue. Goldman Sachs making a fortune, making 100 cents on the dollar with federal funds.
Okay. Now, expanding on that, because you have Geithner as the head of the New York Fed. It's the key Fed that has all the power. He's making that decision with another former Goldman Sachs head, Henry Paulson. You got another Goldman Sachs employee, the chairman of the Fed, involved in all this. So Clinton changes the rules. Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, all these people, they changed the rules in 99. Bush allows all this, continues it for 8 years. There's seamless integration, like they're handing a football off or a baton off in a relay race, into Obama. Okay? Now, the White House has come out, Gibbs has come out, and said, look, Geithner wasn't involved in that, even though the emails say the New York Fed ordered it. Even though Geithner in testimony won't ever say where the AIG money went or who got the money. Imagine the Treasury Department and the private Federal Reserve, all run by former Goldman Sachs executives, still making money, owning Goldman Sachs stock and getting bonuses, telling the House Banking Committee and the Senate Banking Committee in video clip after video clip after video clip we've played here. You've all heard them on the news. Over and over again the last 2 years, saying we won't tell you where the money went or who did this. Well, we already know it's separately on record they got the money because they have to file their own tax forms. So, and then Napolitano goes into how it's illegal in federal documents to order that information to be covered up and how you can't do that with stocks and bonds or anything. Now, the bigger issue is we clearly have the White House now lying, which is nothing new. That's all they do is lie. They set a new record for lying over Bill Clinton with Obama's people, saying unequivocally, nope, Geithner knows nothing about this, when on record he did. And on record, Geithner got a waiver for himself from Paulson. Paulson gave himself a waiver as Secretary of the Treasury in 2008. And that's all covered in my film, Fall of the Republic. So let's go ahead and go to the next clip of Ed Schultz. Now, this is a big Obama defender. Here it is. Got a little computer freeze up. There, here's Ed Schultz. We'll go ahead and play that whenever we get a chance. That's why we usually save these videos. And we'll continue to try to do that. We save these here in the computer, and it never freezes up unless we're live on the radio. Well, that clip is coming up. But let me go over the news here for everybody. Geithner called to explain AIG bailout secrecy. A House committee is planning to grill Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner about his role in a massive bailout over failed insurer American Insurance Group, Inc. That's the one they decided to say was too big to fail to then use as the holding company to pump all this money out to the public. The House Oversight Committee is responding to news that key details about AIG's bailout were suppressed by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York while Geithner was its president. A growing chorus of lawmakers says Geithner must explain his involvement in deals that diverted billions from AIG's bailout to Goldman Sachs and other big banks. New York Democrat and committee chairman Towns says the hearing will examine the rise and fall of AIG and its business partners. The New York Fed and Treasury say Geithner was not made aware of the emails that pushed for more secrecy when he's publicly been secret the entire time and was the head of the Fed. And here's the full Bloomberg report. Geithner's Fed told AIG to limit swap disclosures. Here's another one from the Times of London. Hard questions for Tim Geithner. Let's go ahead and try to play that clip now from Ed Schultz. Here it is.
In my playbook tonight, I think Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has got a story to tell. And so does the House Oversight Committee, because they want him to testify about his time when he was the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. We found out yesterday that while Geithner was in charge, the New York Fed told insurance giant AIG to keep quiet about overpaying Wall Street firms using their taxpayer-funded bailout money. That information came to light after emails between AIG and the Fed were made public. Now, former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer thinks there's more skeletons in AIG's closet. He's pushing for full disclosure of the company's emails, accounting documents, and financial models from the last 10 years. Governor Spitzer joining us tonight here on The Ed Show. Governor, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Ed. Always great to be here.
I want to play this piece of tape first because it came up in the White House brief today. This is Robert Gibbs somewhat defending Tim Geithner. Here it is.
Secretary Geithner was not involved in any of these emails. These decisions did not raise to his level at the Fed. These are emails and decisions made by officials at a independent regulatory agency.
How do you know that he wasn't involved? He was a leader of the New York Fed. So.
Right, but he wasn't on the emails that have been talked about and wasn't party to the decision that was being made.
Now, Elliot, you're a prosecutor. I mean, the White House is on record now. This is pretty dangerous territory if they're wrong, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I'm a little surprised he was making such
Yeah, he's surprised they were making such declarative, definitive statements. Now, Spitzer last time tried to expose this as New York governor, and they brought out the hookers. The FBI was surveilling him the whole time. So he better watch himself, or they'll just bring out more of the hookers to try to discredit him. That's the type of hardball that these people play. But the issue here is, if you go back to last year, remember when Senator Dodd came out and said, give the bailout to AIG, and the White House said, no, you shouldn't do that. And Dodd said, what do you mean? You told me to do that. And he released the emails from the White House. The White House is incredibly deceptive on this front. This is criminality. I want to take your calls on this issue and a lot more on the other side. But let me tell you, this is criminal, what's going on. They need to go to jail. Okay, I'm going to your phone calls. Coming up next hour, government-run health care. All the bribes and criminality there openly going on. Federal health care to be applied differently to different states by the federal government, not by the states themselves. We're going to get into what's happening with the economy, the dollar continuing its plunge, gold surging yet again. And, of course, the naked body scanners in trouble as airline executives and CEOs say people are already boycotting and not flying. People don't want to be recorded naked in these machines that also radiate your body. New York Times admitting it does hit your body with DNA damaging radiation. The government responds and says, we're going to put them on the streets, not just in the airports. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. But first, I want to add this again. Do you understand the federal government has both parties calling for new taxes And there's taxes in the health care bill. They're calling for national sales taxes, excise taxes. They're calling for value-added taxes to, quote, pay off the national debt as the government explodes in size. The answer is cut the size of government and don't pay the private banks for private derivatives that they have been engaged in. 100 cents on the dollar. Don't pay them 1 cent on the dollar. That only encourages more of this. And the derivatives are continuing. All the same scams are intensifying. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others took much of the bailout money and put it back into derivatives. They use it to manipulate the market. All right, let's go to your phone calls. William in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Worldwide broadcast. How may I serve you?
Right on. Okay, I have two questions for you, and I've been trying to get a hold of you for a very long time. It's probably been 2 months. You said once, dude, I don't know if I was hearing things or what, but you said something about them coming out with some, them releasing information on UFOs or aliens or something like that. Did you say anything like that?
Okay, I don't cover things like that on my show, but I did say that the government has had all these astronauts coming out, including on this show, talking about possible extraterrestrials. I mean, I had two moonwalkers on, including Buzz Aldrin, and they're suddenly talking about it. The Pope says, get ready for aliens. And I see all these government announcements saying they may make an announcement. And I'm all I'm saying is something's going on. They're conditioning. They're preparing the public for something. And I just know when I see propaganda and every day in the news, in the news wires, I see governments getting the public ready for it.
Wow. Just wow. I mean, I don't even really believe in that stuff. But
yeah, I
mean,
I only cover what I can prove. But when I see the government start hyping it and saying, get ready for it, something may happen. But I also know there's a declassified government program, Project Bluebeam, where they would have fake alien landings and holograms to shock the population into submission. So, I mean, chances are it'll be a government hoax if it does happen.
Oh, yeah, it figures. Well, anyway, I'm living in Southern California. Every day I see these big, large lines in the sky, and I try to point up to people and, like, point them out, and they just have
Well, the government's
no
now
idea.
Declassified, William. They are chemtrailing. I appreciate your call. By the way, I have another news report that I didn't see printed out, guys. I think I sent it to you. If not, it's up on Infowars.com. Will you print it for me? Headline, California DMV workers to work for free every Friday. We have a name for it. It's called slavery. See, once they bankrupt the government, once 90%+ of all the tax money goes to banks on fiat made-up interest, they start cutting all of the services, including all your cushy government jobs. And so more and more tickets, more and more revenue, more and more checkpoints. Now they're going to put in the red light cameras, license plate readers to mark you mile for mile how fast you're going, automated speeding cameras. Again, more and more government revenue, less and less services. Because once the banks get you addicted and get you bankrupted, they've done this in hundreds of third world countries. We have the IMF's own documents where they do it by design. Then they take all your services away. We're now entering that phase. But imagine California workers to work for free. That's big government for you. Jason in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I have to admit I feel a little guilty about asking you about this because of such, you know, the topics that you're talking about today are pretty important, and what I'm about to ask you isn't. You've mentioned Brad Pitt being awake, and of course I'm sure you're aware of Angelina Jolie being a CFR member. And I just wondered if you couldn't give us all your analogy, how that correlates.
All right, I appreciate your call. Look, we don't screen your phone calls unless I have a specific guest on specific topics, but I mean, I know Keanu Reeves. I know Woody Harrelson. You know, we woke up, and Rick Linklater and others have talked about that on air. Bruce Willis. I happen to know that Brad Pitt is awake to the New World Order. And Angelina Jolie went and joined the CFR, from what I've been told, to try to find out what it was really all about. The CFR low level is just a bunch of propaganda. It's the high level people that actually have power. But, I mean, I'm not obsessed with celebrities here on the show. And I really think it's a distraction. I mean, I saw Gibbs in his press conference talk about Lost. And I appreciate your call, Jason. I saw Gibbs talk about Lost and said, don't worry, we're not telling you when the State of the Union is. And the reporter said, well, will it Will it preempt Lost? And here's the headline. Gibbs, State of the Union won't coincide with the premiere of Lost. And it says ABC is happy. Lost doesn't matter. Brad Pitt doesn't matter. Everybody's depressed in Austin. There's articles about people crying and depressed and nursing their wounds because, you know, in the first quarter, Colt McCoy got a pinched nerve. I mean, who cares? Okay? Get concerned. Folks, they're devaluing the dollar because the banks have stolen $28 trillion. And it had value when they spent it to buy assets. Now they devalue your dollar. And they're going to tax you on top of it. Just like Venezuela just devalued their peso by 50%. Do you know what that's going to do to your standard of living? Do you know we really have over 20% unemployment? Do you know that our industrial base is falling apart? That's what matters, not Colt McCoy and UT losing to Alabama. It doesn't matter. We're in trouble because people are obsessed with stupid stuff. All of you people out there who are only obsessed with football or only obsessed with Angelina Jolie, you better wake up and get involved in real issues. Michael in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to say something about Illuminati symbolism in like hip-hop and music, videos, and movies and stuff.
Yes, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I wanted to know your comment on Jay-Z. He has a song that says the Illuminati will save him, and he calls himself a Mason, and he says he loves the Rockefellers, and his sign is like his hands make a triangle. I want to know your...
Yes, that's pure New World Order in your face. Pure brainwashing. But again, if he really loved the Masons, he would know that George Washington fought against the Illuminati, and I mean to do a whole show on that or an hour on that, all his letters against the Illuminati. Again, it gets the Illuminati tried to take over and was successful in taking over powerful Masonic houses. But again, I appreciate your call, Michael. Not one call yet on AIG and open criminality. And the fact that if we expose this and bring the Federal Reserve to justice, we can audit it, we can abolish it, and get real money back and save this country. If not, the bankers are going to continue to rape and pillage financially. They're the ones funding the police state, everything. Andrew in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
This is my first time I ever called in. Thank you. I just want to thank you very much for waking up people. I've just now started listening for about like 2 weeks now, and I just have one question about like the New World Order and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, you say like it's not about the money or power, right? Like I think
no, it's about the power. It's about the power. The globalists control the issuance of currency and credit. So they use money as a system to take over.
I just can't comprehend that. I don't understand.
Well, they all write books. Brzezinski, Rockefeller, I mean, countless books. They openly say they're setting up world government. I mean, look at all the other leaders in history that want world government, want empire, and want power. I mean, you're saying you can't wrap your mind around that?
No, I just can't understand. Like, I don't know. It's just so far out there. I believe in it. I totally believe in it. But I just
so
can't.
Far out there. I mean, open world government gets announced hundreds and hundreds of times a week on the news, but you're saying it's so far out there.
Oh, no, I don't mean it like that. I mean, why do they want us? Why do they want to control us?
Because if you control people, you have the power and you can maintain your power. Because there's always other powerful groups that want the power, and so the elite have to have incredible control to maintain their power. I appreciate your call. It's the history of the world. Second hour, news on the government takeover of healthcare, the naked body scanners going into airports nationwide, the latest developments on that front, how it ties into the global tracking and control grid. We're also going to get into the fact that over 12% of children in government custody are sexually abused, according to USA Today. Criminals want power. They want government powers. They can get away with their criminal activities. Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones coming up in the next segment. I'm going to get into the latest on healthcare, also the economy and the naked body scanners, the latest developments on that front. I hope listeners realize the magnitude of the fact that it's now coming out in the open that Geithner's private Federal Reserve was ordering the fact that money was going for bonuses, not just to buy the toxic assets from AIG into Goldman Sachs and other private banks. And the fact that this is illegal. Michael in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm new to this, too. And here's my news. I'm 52 years old, and, you know, I always thought I was a little crazy. You know, I was a little bit hyper as a kid, and they doped me up. And everything I did in my life seemed to be a mess up. Okay, well, the other day when I was listening to you on the radio, I realized you're right about everything. And my whole life's been kind of a sham. You know, I got IQ 148. I was one of the best machinists that ever walked the floor. I made companies I worked for millions of dollars. And every time I get kicked down because I'm just a little guy, you know, well, you know, in the last week or so since I was had my great awakening, you know, I share this with people, and they think I'm just went Looney Tunes.
Michael, I appreciate your call. That's why you want to give someone a film or a book where it's professionally presented. That's the best way to wake somebody up or send them a video link online. A lot of times coworkers and others don't want to hear there's problems in society. They want to feel like they're in control of everything. It's intimidating to them. They want to watch the football game, drink their beer, and stay stupid. So don't worry about them. Move on to those that want to be awakened. Let's talk to Zeb in Connecticut. Zeb, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Zeb? Where's Zeb? Oh, Zeb. Zeb's dead. You know what movie that's from?
No.
Pulp Fiction. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I belong to the union, and I'm a construction laborer for the past 15 years. And I get an update from my New England Labor's Update magazine each quarter of the year. And since we were the hardest hit in the recession, when this bank collapse came, we were the hardest hit. Well, in the magazine here, it says training for green jobs, and they started last year. I go up to a labor training school up in Pomfret, Connecticut when I'm laid off to take classes. And they have a new class they just started this summer. And it's for weatherization of buildings, and it's for the green economy. And one of the jobs here is to be an auditor.
Yes, and, yes, yes. All the new jobs are either in policing, surveilling, or as an environmentalist auditor. Even though they haven't passed the greenhouse gas tax initiative, they're still rolling it out to go out and force everyone to have business and home audits.
Yeah, the hall I'm out of, we have about 800 members, and about 300 are on the bench. So they're training the members to be auditors to go into people's houses. So I just thought you might like that information there. That's where we're going to be working since we don't have any bridge work to do. They're letting the bridges go and everything else.
Exactly. All the major industries are shutting down or scaling back. They're telling us we're a post-industrial nation, and the taxpayer money from the people that still have jobs goes to hire bureaucrats to go harass people. You don't want to be a bureaucrat, but that's the only job you're going to be able to have.
Well, and I just thought you'd like that little information.
Zeb, interesting info. Thank you so much. Ron, Jim, George, Julio. We're going to talk to Anna, Dan, Anonymous, and many others straight ahead. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
exploding in size federally, internationally, locally. Zero Hedge and the Associated Press are reporting in the financial bill they passed a month ago that your money market funds, your savings accounts aren't insured by the FDIC. The FDIC, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, is basically out of money. $28 trillion has been given to private offshore banks. Iceland was set up by Goldman Sachs. In fact, we have a member of their parliament joining us tomorrow on the weekday show, and they've just decided not to pay it back. And then lo and behold, suddenly I have the London Guardian here. Suddenly, lo and behold, they find out, oh, the banks actually have the money now to pay themselves off. And so they hope the government won't now pass a law to not pay back any of the debt because it's private debt. Why are you paying taxes for J.P. Morgan? Why are you paying taxes for their bonuses, for Goldman Sachs, or for Citibank, or for Bank of America, or for Wells Fargo? Why? Because they control the government. Why are you paying for $200 million bonuses to the former Treasury head, Henry Paulson? Why are you doing this? Why are they taxing your health care in this new bill? Why are they saying 5 years in prison or $250,000 fine if you don't buy insurance and pay money out of your check to the feds? Why are they taxing insurance plans that people already own? Why are they then cutting Medicare and Medicaid in the bill? Why did Obama last year propose making veterans pay for their own health care through insurance? Again, you pay more and more taxes and you get less and less back because now the government's got you dependent. Now they've got a noose around your neck. Now they've got you in handcuffs. Now they can have their way with you. We're continuing with your phone calls on this issue. Coming up, I'll get more into healthcare and the global outrage against the naked body scanners going into the airports that the London Guardian reports violate child porn laws. But if they can force you to submit to putting your family through a naked body scanner and having their body recorded naked, then they can get away with anything. Let's talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller here.
Welcome.
I want to talk to you about the images that are being shown for this naked body scan, in particular the blonde-haired woman. Those are stock images. They're not real. That's been an altered Photoshop image. And, I think they're being released on purpose. And that purpose may be to, you know, set you up for, as you're talking about it, they come out and say, well, no, those are fake images.
Ron, I have the Australian government, the British government, the U.S. government. In fact, that's in my stack. I'll dig it out from Friday and cover it for you later, and I appreciate your call. Send me some info on specifically what you're talking about. Send it to showtips at Infowars.com. The government says that for these scans to be accurate, and they tune them, that it has to show the genitalia. That is in the news. In fact, guys, print me that Prison Planet article that links to the Australian and British news. Government admits naked body scanners show genitals. They admit it. And there's all sorts of images that companies have put out and renderings. The news always shows it blurred out. It does show the genitals. It does show the breast. And it biometrically scans your body. But I will love to see what you have for us on that. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller. Been listening to you for about a year. Every day. And I'm angry. I am really angry, but I've got some information here that I ran across a couple weeks ago. A friend of mine had told me, do you know a guy named Christopher Story out of England?
Rings a bell.
Okay, he publishes this report. It's called the Global Analysis Report at worldreports.org.
Okay.
And he started reporting in a three-series set of articles around the middle of December that Geithner had been arrested by Interpol and on warrants from the World Court.
Yeah, I did see that. No, that's not – Geithner has not been arrested. We always see these type of reports from other places coming out. And, no, that's not happened.
Okay, well, great. I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, Interpol works within every nation. The Justice Department has its own Interpol branch. And the reason that Obama, in an executive order a month ago, gave them immunity was so now the FBI has immunity domestically under international control. But I appreciate your call, Jim. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening to your show for about maybe 2 months now, and I just want to tell you that I believe your theory about 9/11 100%. I talk about it with my dad and my friends, and we all believe that Bush caused it.
Well, I wouldn't say Bush caused it. He's a puppet. What we're talking about here is government staging terror attacks or allowing terror attacks to take place as a pretext for expanding their control. And that's the oldest story in the book. I mean, I had Anthony Schaefer, Colonel, Army CIA Black Ops on for 40 minutes Friday, and he testified before Congress that they bare minimum allowed the attacks to take place. I mean, here's Newsweek, exclusive, the informant who lived with the hijackers, Newsweek. Here's another Newsweek, alleged hijackers may have been trained at U.S. bases. The head of the Defense Language School, here's AP, Lieutenant Butler, Lieutenant Colonel Butler, said the hijackers were trained at their base. I mean, that's the issue. We know the official story of 9/11 is a fraud. Go ahead.
Because I said, me and my dad, talk about it a lot, and because if a plane hit a building like that, it wouldn't collapse like that. It would have tipped over.
Well, Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane.
Yeah, it was a fake detonation. They detonated before it hit the plane, before it hit the building.
No, no, Building 7 was a separate 47-story building that wasn't hit by a plane.
It wasn't?
No, Building 7 was not hit by a plane.
Oh. And we also, me and my friends, and they, we all, listen to, you, and we think that, more people are tuning into your show now here, and
George, that's awesome. Keep spreading the word. Go to Infowars.com. In the search box, put in Building 7. You can watch all the videos of Building 7 at 5:25 in the afternoon Eastern, collapsing into its own footprint from small fires. And the CIA was based in the building. Annie in New York. You're on the air, Annie. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I wanted to talk about Geithner's backdoor bailout of AIG.
Wow, I'm glad somebody wants to talk about what's really important. Go ahead.
Well, we know it went to Goldman Sachs and other banks, and you know, but I don't think most people are aware, that it saved then-Secretary Paulson's nest egg, which I believe was more than $700 million. And I just wonder if Towns, Representative Towns, and Representative Cummings, who want these hearings, are going to connect these dots, or they just
no? They always run whitewashes. People like Senator Sanders, Congressman Paul, Congressman Stearns, they actually ask real questions. And Geithner the whole time has said, "I won't tell you where the money went." Well, we know where it went, in his big fat pocket. And if they can naked body scan us, if they can take blood without warrants at checkpoints, if they CPS can take people's kids without due process, if they can take trillions of dollars of bailout money and not tell us where it went, they can get away with anything.
And this is, I know you've got other callers. I just want to say this. My 12-year-old mortgage has been sold 6 times. The latest time it went from EMC in Texas to JP Morgan Chase. And in the last few months, because I called, I'm unemployed, I'm a couple of weeks behind, so I always call them. The customer reps no longer have Texas accents. They're barely understandable. So I asked this one rep, "Chris, what city are you in?" And he named it. And I said, "Where is that?" He said, "Central America." So we bail out J.P. Morgan Chase so they can send the jobs to Texans to Central America.
Great point. $25 billion was given in auto bailouts. At least $3 billion by General Motors was used. This is Mainline News. To move to South America, to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. You paid to move the factories out of the U.S. This is a giant robbery. I'm taking a lot of calls on this Sunday edition. Coming up in the last two segments after the bottom of the hour news, I'm going to go over the latest on healthcare, the economy, and the naked body scanners. Now, I'm not giving callers more than about a minute apiece, but we're doing that so we can get to everybody. That's the catch-22. And we've got about 20 people on hold, so that's probably it for phone calls. If you're on the board, I'll be able to get to you, though. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, well, thank you, Alex. I was just wondering, do you know whether Robert Wanick or his parents ever prosecuted the teachers and other officials at the school that abused, physically abused them that one day?
Okay, that was a case in Minnesota of a YouTube student activist who's had millions of people watch his videos, where he tried to bring an information packet when they were injecting the children with swine flu inoculation and acting like you had to do it. And he said he got roughed up and they grabbed his camera. And no, I need to talk to Robert Wanick. I don't know where that ended.
Okay, if you ever have him on again, I think it'd be good to ask him whether they ever pursued that or not.
Interesting, Dan. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Anonymous in Minnesota. People that say they're anonymous, why not just say you're Bob? Bob in Minnesota, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, a few quick things. I think this banking thing with Geithner coming out is huge for us. And for us,
it's openly coming out that it's illegal. He called the shots. The White House has been caught lying, saying he didn't. This is a big deal.
And for us, I guess we'd have to bring out concrete proof and news articles and source information out on this stuff that this is happening. I was actually
Well, that's why we need an audit of the Fed. It's never been audited since 1913. It's a private banking system. We built our country without it. It's parasitic. It's abusive. And it everything it does is unconstitutional. And everything it does, you give private bankers unlimited power over the money supply, they're going to rob you.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, on its face, is it legal for Henry Paulson and Geithner and others in and out of government to give themselves their own bailout money? No. Everybody knows that's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's complete conflict of interest, and they're not working in our best interest, and they're not serving.
And now they're lobbying. I mean, I see Rubin. I see Paulson out of office. I see Summers running the White House. He's the real kingpin. I see Ben Bernanke, all of them in and out of government calling for more taxes to pay debt for money that goes to them. You know, the incredible part is of these trillions of dollars they've stolen, they're loaning most of it back to the states and to third world countries at interest. It's all a dog and pony show. It's so incredible. But that doesn't matter. What matters is the premiere of Lost on ABC and Colt McCoy's pinched shoulder.
We've just been so manipulated and twisted. And you talk about this stuff to people, and they kind of like look at you like you're from Mars or you got, you know, antennas.
Yeah, they look at you bringing up issues because they've been conditioned that it's cool to not be informed and be morons. But I don't know who you're talking to. Most people I talk to, if I've got a repair guy over for a busted water heater or I got an exterminator over, every one of them's a fan that show up at my house. When I get off an airplane in Montana, fans are everywhere. When I get off a plane in Central America, everybody's listening. I mean, there are a lot of people who are awake. I don't know who some of you are talking to, anonymous caller, who look at you like you're crazy. Oh, the banks are raping us. Oh, I think you're crazy. I mean, what planet are they living on?
Well, they don't want to stay in reality for the most part. They'd rather stay asleep, you know.
Well, it was 5% of the public that won the war against the British, and we've got way more than 5%. I mean, come on. 99% in the Gallup poll were against the banker bailout. I just think people don't communicate anymore. They watch TV, they text message, they watch their football game. They're so selfish they won't even save themselves. So they hear you talking about politics, they're like, oh, no, I don't want to hear about how I'm being ripped off. I just want to, you know, bury my head in the sand. No, you can't do that. Mark in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you very much for all you do.
Well, I appreciate
that. I want to talk about the...
Come ahead,
sir.
Talk
about the backdoor bailout, the Timmy Gate.
Yes, Timmy Gate is only the beginning.
The payments to the counterparties I'm checking out right now on Scrib.com. You got them posted on your website.
Yes.
One of the payments, interesting ones, are $5.6 billion to Goldman Sachs, $3.1 Merrill Lynch. And one we noticed really interesting was $6.9 to Societe Generale.
That's the French, big French bank. Yeah, over $50 billion was given to European banks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they won't give details of who individually then got that money. I mean, when you buy a car, all these tax forms get filled out, everything gets tracked. But when $50 billion gets given to private people in Europe, no one can discuss it, and no one can see exactly who got it.
I am on the Societe Generale's website at the moment, and when you go to the website, you look at office locator, you just click on that button, scroll down, and it talks about how this investment group, they partnership with the Rockefeller Group as well.
Listen. Rothschilds, the British royalty, the Rockefellers, they're involved in everything. I mean, anytime I turn a rock over and there's some New World Order maggots, Mark, they're there.
That's right.
Well, we need to just beat the drum and say, look, getting rid of Obama politically in 3 years isn't enough. Putting some new Republican in, they're all owned by the same people. These banks finance all the major political candidates. This whole radio show is about getting people to look past the puppets to the real government, an offshore banking cartel that in Copenhagen just tried to set up a global tax paid to them on all carbon dioxide and human activity. I appreciate your call. That's the real issue. And we stopped them there. And I've got articles here where most companies are having governments having to get rid of the flu shots. Most people didn't take that, didn't buy into that boondoggle. People are saying no to the naked body scanners. Those are in trouble. The people are angry. They know the truth. The people are ready to be fully educated. George in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. So I have a quick question for you. I'm right now reading a book from Naomi Klein called Disaster Capitalism.
Yes, and, Disaster Capitalism.
Disaster Capitalism. I would like to hear what is your opinion about the Milton Friedman group and Chicago School of Economics.
Well, the Chicago School of Economics was founded by the Rockefellers, and it's a predatory group. They're not capitalist. Monopoly capitalism describes them best. I mean, it's robber barons. It's looting. It's a select group of blue bloods being able to control the stock market and the issuance of currency and credit to their advantage. And they always talk about free market, but every 20 years, we've got to bail them out from all their fraud. These are Bernie Madoffs that are so big, and Madoff is one of their top guys, that they build the Ponzi scheme, but when it pops, they don't go to jail. They get more power and control.
My question is it possible to probably address our information war toward this Chicago School of Economics, basically to all their people that are leading and their politicians, they're all...
Yes, they have. They have Harvard. They have the Chicago Business School, a few others. We've had top PhDs from these schools on where they openly teach tyranny. They openly teach taking over society. They control the left and right. We'll be back with tons of news and more of your calls straight ahead. We are back live. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, 10th day of January 2010. All right, let me news blitz right now as promised on a host of issues. Then we're going to engage in radio graffiti in the last segment. Daniel, Ken, Mike, Harold, Scott, Sue, Tom, Dave, Taylor, JD, Carissa. Now look, that's all I'm going to be able to get to, so stop. During the weekday show, we use the Genesis phone system up in Minnesota that can take 6 calls. We have a computerized system here that can take upwards of 100. We open the phone system for 5 seconds. We get more than 20 calls. To give you an idea how many listeners we've got. We just open it for a minute and then, boom, the computer screen just fills up with people. And we have to go through and get their first names. If you want to know what these bankers want to do to you, look at this BBC News article. Should we bring back rationing to save the environment and the evil carbon footprint of food? They want a tax on every can of beans, every piece of meat you eat. And they want all that money paid to the IMF and World Bank. Who are the IMF and World Bank? The IMF and World Bank are openly and publicly owned by the Federal Reserve, the private banking consortium here that has governmental power, the Bank of England, the private banking consortium, and the European Union banking consortium. Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, Secretary General, Herman Van Rompuy. I've played the clips here over and over again. Need we play them again? Just go to YouTube, type in head of EU calls for global government. They say they're going to tax everything you do and pay it to the banks. This is such a scam. Now, let me go ahead and get into the naked body scanners. If they can sell you on marching yourself, your husband, your wife, your children into these scanners that hit you with radiation, with the equivalent of x-rays, they can do anything. This is worse than a strip search. It'd be like if they took you in a room, strip searched you, and videotaped it. It biometrically scans a 360 circle. I remember a decade ago reading about this, the Department of Defense buying it for prison camps they were using in Serbia. Now they use them in Iraq. And they say the real reason they body scan you is not to find weapons. It's to get your biometric 360 scan. Then they can have passive readers on the street that just scan the front or side of you, and just like a thumbprint or a digital face print, it knows who you are, what you're doing, where you're going. Okay? So that's what the body scanners are really all about. Just like they have license plate reading systems and face scanning systems in for more than a decade in places like Tampa, Florida, the feds are paying for this, and there's a revolving door of people in the Defense Department and Homeland Security. The generals get up and call for this, and the Homeland Security directors get up and call for it, and then they openly make millions, in some cases, apiece off the systems working for the companies, just like Geithner's paying himself bonuses and bailout money. And $200 million-plus in one payment to Treasury Secretary Paulson. It's the same revolving door. Now, there's no way to put all these in order, so I'm just going to read through a small stack of the body scanning news and comment on each one. Airline group protest airport scanners, Australia says, and the major Australian consortium of airlines says that it doesn't protect you, and their flyers are refusing to do it and boycotting. Bloomberg. Good news. People are fighting back a week into this hype. Notice how they announced the scanners going in. They already ordered them a year ago worldwide, right as the underwear bomber comes on the scene. This is all staged, and that's a whole other show, that completely staged event. Mind reading, by the way, he's pled not guilty. Mind reading systems could change air security. I told you last week that, because I read the government 5-6 years ago saying they're going to put brain scanners in airports, and they've actually are testing them in five. Total quackery, isn't real, millions of dollars a piece, MRIs, blasting your head so hard with radiation, passively from upwards of 20 feet away, claiming they pick up brain waves and areas lit up on the brain that show you're aggressive. In one example, the Israeli company says you'll see a huge picture of bin Laden. And if your brain shows a friendliness, they're going to come arrest you. This is total bull. We prove that the lie detectors are fraud, and they come out with this. Obama orders an additional billion spent on airport body scanners, Toledo Blade, his administration, people making a bunch of money off that. New York Times, give me a prisonplanet.tv close shot. I want to show people this. Now, I already told you months ago and last year from major university reports. In fact, producers, I sent you a link to a top university professor. Did you get that I... He's dead. My God, he just died. Okay, well, let's find me another top professor saying they're bad. Well, this New York Times has links to professors saying it's bad. Cancer risk debated for type of x-ray scan. And then it goes on to admit, yeah, it is hitting you with radiation, but and yeah, lots of exposure is bad, but so what? TSA funding airport mind-reading scanners, raw story. Former CEO of American Airlines called full-body scanners in airports a waste of resources, says they don't work and people don't like them. So again, that. You know, they'll look at you like you're crazy when you're at the airport. If you say you don't want to do this, just refuse. And say, no, and I don't want a full-body pat-down either. You know, if you really believe all this terrorism's real, how about you actually profile people? Oh, no, can't do that. Now mobile devices will scan your naked body on the streets. And we have links to the Dutch news, British news at prisonplanet.com from that article. And I saw a story 3 years ago where they already have mobile vans, and he has a link to it, body scanning in England. TSA agent arrested at LAX, going insane, screaming, I am God, I am in charge. I think they're all insane. strip searching women, grabbing on people, going crazy. I've had it happen to me, groping people. Admitted, airport body scanners provide crisp image of your genitals. And this is a link to the Dutch news, the Australian news, other news. London Guardian reports that they train the people that the woman's breast must be in full detail and the genitals of the man and female must be in detail. That's how they know it's tuned to have a crisp image. And what they show you on the news is the blurred out images. So there's a report there from 2008. Admitting from their own reports. And then we have a London Guardian report that violates laws against child pornography. Airport admits strip search body scanners will show people naked. That's the Daily Mail with that headline. For any of you out there in denial about this, AAPA warns against use of full body scanners. The Association of Asia Pacific Airlines is also against it, saying it doesn't work and people are boycotting it and they don't like it. Another report, government uses stimulus money to buy naked body scanners, and it's all about social engineering. Here's another one here out of CNN, body scanners, health hazards from the radiation. Now, for any of you that doubt, we have the articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the naked body scanner section. For any of you that doubt this is for social engineering purposes and that the government admits that they want a biometric 360 body scan so they can scan you on the streets with passive systems at a distance, we have all the mainstream news articles. But here is, and I keep plugging this because for 14 years I've covered this and people didn't believe me, even when I had congressmen on and members of the Australian Parliament on, under a secret UN treaty, just like they've got a copyright treaty that's secret. Going through that leak that shows they're going to basically end internet freedom. Under that treaty, for 37 years in the industrialized world, in Europe, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Canada, in the U.S., they at birth take your baby's blood and say, "Oh, it's a blood test." Of course, the hospital could do that themselves, but it's an unfunded mandate. It's illegal. And I've been pointing this out. Finally, people 3 years ago in Minnesota looked into what I had to say, filed suits. They won there. Now suits have been won in Texas, in federal court in San Antonio, and they've had to destroy 4 million illegal blood samples. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Here is the San Antonio Express News. State to destroy blood samples to settle a federal lawsuit. The state will destroy an estimated 5.3. I'm sorry. The statement said 4 million. 5.3 million blood samples illegally collected from newborns. But kept without parental consent. Here's the AP. Texas destroyed baby blood taken without consent. Okay? Again, they're taking your blood secretly. They want to body scan you so they can track you everywhere, including by blimp. They've already got blimps at 100,000 feet over every major city on record, Homeland Security, with your heat resonance off your body. How do they get your ID? They have license plate scanners that scan your license plate. Then when you get out at key points and parking lots, they have heat resonance scanners that pick up your heat resonance biometric signature to track you. All Pentagon designed so they can suppress the public when the banks rob you and set up a feudal estate. Oh, yeah. We don't need to relax, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get fired up and get aggressive and get in the tyrant's face big time. Think about the bankers. They think they can openly steal $28 trillion and then jack up all our taxes and deploy NORTHCOM and the military domestically to suppress the people. If we simply expose these individuals, they will go down. On the healthcare issue, I promise to go to calls. I'm out of time, so we're going to go to your calls. But on the healthcare issue, I'll be covering it more throughout the week. Obama promised to make it all public and televised and said he's made it secret, as if he has the authority. What's the president doing telling Congress what to do? You've got all these new taxes in there. It cuts benefits, raises taxes, a giant scam. They had to buy off all these House and Senate members to get it through. And the Democratic Party is destroying itself. But it doesn't matter. They'll share power with the Republicans. They'll get back in power in the next few elections. Then people will get mad at the Republicans and put the Democrats back in. And the joke is on us. It just continues on because the elite has bought off both parties. You have to indict and arrest the bankers that have taken over our nation. They want control. The insurance companies want control. They wrote the bill, but they put out that they're against the bill so that the left gets in support of the bill. It's all a bait and switch. It's incredible. Scott in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, two questions. Number one, with all this Geithner gate that's now coming out, you think that that's why old Chris Dodd has decided he's not going to run again, because he knows it's going to hit the fan? And
yes, Dodd was on the banking committee, involved in all of it with the White House. That's actually in Obama deception. And when it all came out, they tried to blame Dodd for it. And then he released the emails where the White House was ordering everything, including Geithner.
Yeah.
Yes, very astute point. Yes.
Yeah, and the second thing that I just wanted to bring up, you know, with you and your team exposing everything with Climate Gate and all of this stuff coming out there and stuff like that, you think that's why old Matthews wants to bring his Nazi behind down there to interview you?
Well, Matthew says he's coming to interview me in 2 weeks. We'll see if it happens. Yeah, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
You talk about a rigged game, folks. They get to interview me, not live, and do whatever they want with it. Doesn't matter. If Matthews does a bad job, I'll just, like I did in Denver, we'll just take over his live show again. Anybody wants to see that, it's one of the extras on Obama deception. It's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Sue in Minnesota. Sue, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you. I'm a member of Prison Planet, and I have been for about the last year. I'm unemployed, so I really relate to a lot of the information you have on about the economy and stuff like that. I feel like my whole life is being, ripped apart by the bankers on a personal level.
People ask, who's the New World Order? It's the private central banks. Who wrote the health care bill? Who's running the banker scam? Who's always pushing for new wars? Who founded the CIA, Wall Street? That's the un-American group.
It really is, and I really appreciate you. And I wanted to thank you for my husband. I wanted to thank you for Follow the Republic. We think it's a great movie. And I wanted to also say I like the fact that you have people with differing viewpoints on your show. You know, not everyone agrees with you, and you don't agree with everyone you have on. And I really appreciate
that. Yeah, like Damon
that.
Vickers. Damon Vickers, Friday.
Oh, well, that, and also even you have all kinds of people. You have Webster Tarpley, who I really, really like. I kind of got turned on to him, really, in a way, by seeing your show, and I follow his stuff. Alan Watt, I like. I like Paul Watson. I like the colonel that used to be with the Reagan administration that you have on, Paul Craig Roberts. You just got a lot of great people with a lot of information, and I think that I really feel positive that people are waking up across the country, and
they are, and they can't get away with this crime, Sue. If you expose them,
I really don't think they can.
Thank you, Sue. God bless you. I agree with you. Tom in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. Make a quick two things: the churches, and also on the body scanners.
The churches are on the government payroll publicly. It's completely unconstitutional.
My church, they're waking up.
Good.
And as a matter of fact, the pastor of my church preaches on that we're not always supposed to obey government, and he outlines it from the Bible. But number two, I've got them your DVDs, Follow the Republic, and he's holding a special meeting this week with only the men of the church to cover this subject matter and what's coming up.
Good. Really, you know, there's an online bibliography at Follow the Republic. Is it followrepublic.net or com? I've got so many sites I can't remember. Everything we say in the film, we have a bibliography there online.
Now, the second thing is, a couple of years ago, I used to work for a biometric software company. And here's one thing you may not know. There's another biometric company called Identex. Okay? Now, the chief development officer of my company, you know, he was foreign-born, so he always has to go to immigration. I remember one day he came back from immigration, and he was real excited. He says, they've got Identex scanners. They're so detailed, they even identify you by your DNA. So I put two and two together with these cameras they have. If they get your DNA, why wouldn't they not be able to identify you, you know, from these cameras, you know, red light cameras and so on? So
exactly, and I appreciate your call. They do off the face scanning. And the point is that if the government's been secretly taking your baby's blood, if you're 37 years old or younger and you were born in a hospital, a huge global secret program now exposed. That's how bad it is, folks. That's how out of control the criminals in government and corporations went and hired scientists to set up a scientific dictatorship. They've all written books about it. Tom in Florida. I just talked to Tom. Who's up next here? Is it Tom in Florida's up next? Dave in Oklahoma. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to stay on point here with the body scanners and the gangster banksters. First thing I want to say, you kind of stole my thunder. It is a revolving door up there at the – just a second, sweetheart. It is a revolving door up there at the Federal Reserve. You know, you got the same you know, people, Paulson, Volcker, Sommer, Geithner, Bernanke. The common denominator is Goldman Sachs.
I mean, it's illegal. You've got them heading up the government while they get money from the bailout. And then
hey,
Congress,
Alex.
Congressman Stern says to Geithner, and he also said to Paulson, he said, who gave you the waiver to do that? And he said, the Treasury Department. You mean you gave yourself a waiver? Sorry, go ahead.
You know, it's completely ridiculous. Grayson asked Bernanke, where did the money go? I'm not going to tell you. I say no to the bonuses. I say no to the bailouts. I say yes to Ron Paul's legislation.
And audit the Fed, which is passed the House now in the Senate. Out of time, Dave. Thank you. Taylor in Iowa. Taylor, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, and it's a great time to talk to you right now. We're having, at our school in Iowa, a vaccine clinic, and I'm probably going to do the same thing that Robert Wanick did, is just make some flyers, pass them out.
All you got to do is print out the actual vaccine inserts, highlight it where it says mercury, brain damage, sterilization, and hand those to people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in a free country. And you're allowed to warn your fellow students.
Yeah, exactly. And I bought your little holiday special, and I got the Citizens Rule Book. And if they say, well, you can't do this, then I'll just pull it out of my pocket and say, oh, really? Well, it says right here in the Constitution that I can do this.
Well, the best way to do it is go to the clinic and hand them out. But first, just hand them out in class, and everybody will start talking, saying, hey, read the insert from the actual vaccine saying it can brain damage you, saying it can give you Guillain-Barré or sterilize you. And then that way it's not as confrontational. But I salute you, Taylor. Call us back and let us know what happened, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 13 years old.
Well, good job, my friend. What else you want to say?
I absolutely agree on what you're doing. I absolutely agree on almost 100% of what you're doing. And believe it or not, I've been knowing this stuff since I was 11 years old.
Well, you got good parents, Taylor, and I appreciate your call. And that's the good news. We get the ratings in from stations, and we have the most diverse audience. And the key demographics, you know, men 18 to 35 or so, huge listenership, but old people, black people, Asians, Hispanic, young people, everybody is really tuning in. And just keep spreading the word about the show, Taylor. We have the free podcast of the show 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, and then Sundays served out for free. It's on the listen link at Infowars.com. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. We have the restreams of the show 24 hours a day, except when Burmese is on right after I go off Sunday nights. So callers can hold over. You want to talk to him. We've got so much going on here. And if you can't afford Fall the Republic or the Obama Deception on DVD at Infowars.com, you can watch them for free on YouTube and Google. Just Google the Obama Deception or Fall the Republic. Watch it. Go to theobamadeception.net, falltherepublic.com. Read the viewer guide, bibliography, where everything's documented. Download high-quality copies of the films at prisonplanet.tv. Give it to everybody you know. Tell everybody who the real criminals are, and the New World Order will fall. Great job, crew.